When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. The Detroit Lions last night just looked fun, Andy. And I was watching their offense last night. And they run the ball habitually. They have two really good running backs. David Montgomery, I think, is a stud. And they had David Montgomery, and what did they do? They went out and used a first-round draft choice on Jahmyr Gibbs, who is a stud. So they have two stud running backs, really good guys. They have a quarterback who seemed like the consolation prize in a get Matthew Stafford out of town because he has had enough of Detroit, although it was a big group hug that wasn't a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring in Jared Goff, who was a young guy on the rise and clearly looks, Jared's a very good NFL quarterback. They have wide receivers who scare a defense. Those are key words, scare a defense. In Amon-Ra St. Brown, who, by the way, was a fourth-round selection taken after the Browns took Anthony Schwartz in the third.
Yeah, I knew you were
in the same draft. Well, no, it's a fact. Andy, we're here for information and facts.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
And they have Jameson Williams, who is a speed guy, has overcome some illness issues. Good for him. Injury issues. Good. He's terrific. Tim Patrick, who comes in from Denver, who has had some bad things happen to him health-wise. He was effective last night. Sam Laporta at tight end, I think, is at least as good as David Njoku. I think they're two of the better tight ends in the league. And they had injuries on their offensive line last night. So, they were going with backup offensive linemen, too. And they were just fun. They put up 42 points. They scored 6 touchdowns last night. 6. And I thought, why can't we do that here? And
how healthy are they?
They're a little healthier, but they're starting center, Pro Bowl center's out. They have injuries on the offensive line too. A lot of teams do right now.
Sure.
But they were terrific and they put up 42 points on what is usually a pretty good defense. The Seattle Seahawks.
How did Detroit go from 3-13, right, in 2021 to where they are right now?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what our team maybe hasn't done.
Well, I mean, we did make the playoffs last year.
I know that. But, I use the word scare a defense. Anybody on our offense scare a defense other than Nick Chubb and David Njoku?
No.
I don't think so either.
Amari could, depending on.
Could.
I mean, there have been games where.
Hasn't looked at this year yet.
No.
I think he can. I think highly of Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a reason that the Browns didn't give Amari a multi-year contract extension.
Feels right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't imagine him being back here next year, which means I think you're going to need to invest in wide receivers, among other things. But, folks, I'd love to get some help here for the Browns on offense. If you have some suggestions, and I'm serious
how?
Here.
Like, you're making a trade?
I do have a couple of thoughts on this.
I'd love to hear how you're going to make our team better.
Okay.
Okay.
One thing I would do right now, and first and foremost, and we can't help this, is the health of the offensive line.
But that was my first thought.
You mentioned that. You and I aren't in a position to make them healthier, okay? We all know that. Let's not be silly. That's the deal. But the offensive line needs to get healthier, and you could make the argument that, okay, you also need to be healthier at tight end and at running back and everything else. I do think, though, that there are some things that can be done in other ways to help this team. Let me throw this one at you. And I don't know that this works, but I think it helps. You know I have a problem with wide receivers.
Of course you do. You have for a while.
I think Jerry Jeudy still has the possibility of becoming an upper echelon NFL wide receiver. I do. I think that's possible. Let's make sure he gets a spotlight put on him in this offense. I have two other thoughts on this. And Amari does his thing, okay? Elijah Moore has not produced here, whether it's because of Elijah or whether it's because the offense hasn't given him the ball enough or gotten the ball to him where he can do something with it. Whatever it is, it hasn't worked, okay? You have, Dan, get ready. Right now you have Cedric Tillman, who hasn't been getting the ball either. And you also have Kadarius Toney on your practice squad, who's a former first-round pick who has had issues in his NFL career, but at one point looked really intriguing in New York, and folks in Kansas City were giddy to get him, and were also giddy to get rid of him. If you think Toney can do anything for you from an explosive standpoint on offense, let's see him. Get him off the practice squad and let's put him on the field. But
if they haven't put him out there yet, that means that they don't think he can help.
But not necessarily. It could mean that he's learning the offense and they're going to give Elijah Moore every opportunity.
So that he's not ready to help yet.
And maybe he's not because they're looking at other guys who have been here longer.
True.
This team lacks explosive players on offense. And if it doesn't, well, then give them the ball and let's see it because we're not seeing it, are we not? We're not seeing explosive plays. Biggest play was a 35-yard gain late in the game by Jerome Ford the other day against the Raiders. Other than that, it was a 19-yard catch. Let's see if Toney can do that for you. If not, get him off the practice squad. Say put somebody else on that spot. If he can help you, play him. Let's see it. I also want to see Cedric Tillman. Now, and why do I want to see those two guys? Because they're, to me, the most intriguing guys who are on this team right now.
Yeah, when will you let the Tillman thing go? Like, at what point will you say,
okay, he's only in his second year.
Well, I mean, we have no problem saying goodbye to other third-round guys after how many seasons? Three? Is that where it is? Is that the threshold? At what point do we say they haven't been throwing to this third-round pick?
It's not early. It's way too early.
Well, when was Schwartz too early, right?
It was, what, year two and a half, three? I mean,
Bell, they decided they were going to take Bell off the roster, come back, and then he ends up getting hurt. So, like, is there a threshold when you say we've got this wide receiver in the third round, and when we determine, you know what, they're just not living up to the expectation?
No, I don't think there's a threshold except for this. I don't know the answer to this. If the guy's good enough, you would think he would be playing. Unless the scheme is you're using other guys and not giving that guy a chance. If that's the issue here, you know, if it's like, well, we traded for Elijah Moore and we think he's going to be pretty good and let's get him the ball. Well, then get him the ball. You're not getting the ball to these guys, at least where they can do anything with it. I think that's one thing. You lack playmakers on this offense without Nick Chubb and David Njoku and Amari so far, although I like Amari a lot. That's my wide receiver thought.
One of the things I think that can help this team moving forward is something that we saw on Sunday. And obviously they had confidence in Blake Whitehart, who most people don't even know who he is. Was a guy they picked up here when Njoku got hurt. And it's somebody that Kevin Stefanski's known for pretty much his whole career. And then he got his first opportunity. I think that if for some reason they could start using the tight end more, and I don't want to hear about me being tight ends, but I do see...
Trust me, Andy. Nobody's saying your end is tight.
Like I said, getting
thank
to...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Like, I think Kevin Stefanski offenses...
You were a little slow on that, but thank you.
Kevin Stefanski, I didn't want to acknowledge it for fear of getting pulled into a meeting.
Kevin Stefanski offenses work better, I think, when he implements the tight end into there. Now, obviously...
And what about Ken Dorsey's offense?
Well, who's calling the plays?
I don't... Well, we know who's calling the plays.
All right, so that's...
Whose offense is it?
Whose offense is it?
I don't know. That might be a problem, Andy.
Yeah. I think with Njoku out, they've been hesitant to use the tight end. I mean, there were time when you would think they'd want to carry three, four, five tight ends on this team. And to be able to get tight ends integrated into the offense a little bit more than we've been able to see, I think they're all confidence boosters for Deshaun to be able to, you know, the tight end sometimes becomes the outlet, but I also think tight ends are confidence catchers for quarterbacks, and they obviously can be. And in this scenario, if Kevin wanted to integrate them more, I think it'd be beneficial. Now, I don't know if that's Njoku checking off and trying to get to the wide receivers and avoiding the tight ends, but I think Kevin Stefanski offenses work better when they have a tight end that are totally moving and moving on this thing.
I think that you have that guy, but he's injured right now. I don't count on any of the other tight ends to be anywhere near as impactful as David Njoku.
Well, I agree with you on that, but also on that first drive when they scripted him out, your tight end who had never caught a pass before in the NFL was a part of that game plan.
All right.
And not only
you're not counting on, and Blake, if you're listening, thank you. Great catch. You're not counting on Blake Whitehart to be a guy. You're counting on the position.
It's the position. Yeah, okay. I don't care what the last name is. Even Njoku in that. But it's the position as far as Kevin Stefanski offense. I just think Stefanski offenses sing better when the tight end's involved.
Josh is in Berea. Josh, help this offense, Josh.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Josh, you with us? Josh is not with us, apparently. All right, Josh, thank you very much. Jim is in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
All right, we got a problem with our phones. Jim, I'm putting you back on hold. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. I just think that this team right now, you look at this offense, it doesn't scare anybody. It doesn't scare anybody. The talent on this offense right now doesn't scare anybody. I just think that's the way this is. Josh is in Berea now. Josh, you there? No, we're going to get this phone problem taken care of, folks. We are a sports talk radio station. We like to hear more than just Andy and me and Menigan talk, so we'll deal with that. 216-474-0092. Loved what the Lions did last night. Love what they've done with their offense. They've put scary guys on their offense who can beat other teams.
Yeah, we just
and that's a good thing.
We just don't have that impact. Well, shouldn't the impact player on offense be our quarterback? Shouldn't the biggest impact player on our offense be the quarterback?
Well, in theory.
I would say yes. So we haven't had that kind of impact yet. You know, I thought Deshaun played okay. I don't blame the loss on him the other day. But somehow this thing's got to get.
Well, I know, but we all know the quarterback has to play better.
Yeah.
We're looking for other things. Detroit, it was put some serious playmakers around a pretty good quarterback. Not a great quarterback, but a pretty good quarterback.
He played great last night.
He sure did. You know why? He had great players around him.
But, Jeff, the rest of the car isn't very good if you don't have an engine.
I think that's where we are.
I think that's kind of where...
What do you mean the engine?
The quarterback.
Okay, well...
I mean, you could have the best wheels.
We can go right back to that conversation, but we're looking to help more. We know the quarterback has to play better. And if the quarterback plays better, hopefully everybody else will. I just think weapons can help the quarterback. And right now this team doesn't have those, I don't think. How can we help, folks? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.